American poetry is an important element in the debut recording by Ricky Ian Gordon. Gordon is one of a new generation of composers who blend classical harmonies and operatic arias into works for musical theater. His new recording is a collection of songs set to texts by noted poets such as James Agee, Edna St. Vincent Millay, and W.S. Merwin. It's called Bright-Eyed Joy. From New York, Tom Vitale prepared this report.
As a child, Ricky Ian Gordon was a prodigy. He began piano lessons when he was 5. By the time he was 12, he was an opera aficionado, going to the Met at Lincoln Center every Saturday. As a teenager, his passion expanded to pop music.
I was obsessed with music, really obsessed. But I was obsessed with, for example, at the same time I would be obsessed with the Beatles, you know, Sgt. Pepper or the White Album. I was also obsessed with the songs of Ned Roram. You know, I was obsessed with Joni Mitchell and Laura Nyro, but I was obsessed with Alban Berg and Wagner. And so the truth was, I made no differentiation. I just thought a song was a song.
And so, when Gordon began writing his own songs, his eclectic taste was reflected in music that mixed pop and classical orchestrations.
Heaven, heaven is the place where happiness is everywhere. Animals and birds sing.
Gordon's obsession with serious music, even as a small boy, set him apart in the Long Island suburbs of the 1960s. He describes himself as a freak who found solace in poetry.
For me, poetry, from the very beginning, was a source of comfort and clarity. Do you know what I mean? It was a way that I could order my universe. It was a way that I could especially make sense of the chaos of my inner life. I mean, you know, from the very beginning, being somewhat marginalized, disenfranchised, and confused, and there was poetry.
Gordon says he reads poetry, writes poetry, and memorizes poetry, and always has. He studied composition at Carnegie Mellon University, toured as a cabaret director, and created a handful of operas and ballets for companies across the country. Gordon picked the 18 songs on Bright-Eyed Joy from hundreds of poems he set to music. The CD's title comes from a line by his favorite poet, Langston Hughes.
I went to look for joy, slip dancing joy.
When you start reading Langston Hughes, the thing about him is that he's always writing songs in a way. I mean, he is a lyric poet. He writes in a form that's definitely song form. And so not only do his poems appeal to me in terms of their immediacy, their subject matter, their potency, their cogency, and they are right out there. Immediately you know just what they're saying. They're also sometimes beautifully enigmatic.
When I get to be a composer, I'm gonna write me some music about daybreak in Alabama, and I'm gonna put the prettiest songs in it.
For me, I've always found that music helps me to sort of, and by that I mean actual melodies and whatnot, help me to sort of understand a lyric better.
Audra McDonald sings 6 of the Langston Hughes songs on the new CD.
Langston Hughes' poems are already so very emotional and so colorful that to then just sort of add Ricky's comments on his poems musically to it just sort of helped enhance the experience, I think.
I think that Ricky's best settings really do illuminate the poems and bring out their emotions and underscore the emotions in a way that is very synergistic.
Stephen Holden is the cabaret critic for the New York Times.
Other art song people who do that, the music tends to take over and you don't hear the poem. I think Ricky is very sensitive to what the poem is saying and doesn't try to obscure the language, which is one of the best things about his music.
Love is a ripe plum growing on a purple tree.
In a review this year, Holden praised Gordon's intricate harmonies, but suggested there might not be an audience for Gordon's music. He called the songs caviar for a world gorging on pizza. Holden says one problem Gordon faces is finding singers who have the technique to perform his songs.
Maiden songs in Dixie. Break the heart of me.
It's not easy music to sing at all, but it's challenging and very rewarding.
Audra McDonald brings the experience of Broadway, where she's won 3 Tonys, and her classically trained voice.
Ricky's music is difficult in that he asks a lot of, I find my voice, operatically, but then certain phrases call for a more of a pop sound, or more of a musical theater sound, let's say, than an operatic sound. So you do have to switch in and out a bit. He's someone who is going to sort of help push the envelope forward as far as music theater is concerned.
Ricky Eden Gordon says he hopes people are willing to listen to his music more than once, and he hopes that the music will offer something in return.
As these pages grow,
there's a lyric I would quote, and once I was, when it says, as these phases come and go, music tells me what I need to know. I think we're lucky to have music and poetry and performers and art in this world. To me, I still believe, as I always have, that that's where we find out who we are.
Once I Was is one of the 2 poems set to music on Ricky Ian Gordon's Bright Eyed Joy that the composer wrote himself. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
There's a new young moon riding the hills tonight. New young moon riding the hills. There's a new
young moon
riding the hills tonight. A new young moon.
And for this evening, that's All Things Considered. John Buckley edits, Steve Lickteig directs, and Alice Winkler produces with Annie Wu, Tracy Wall, Kay Maddox, Rob Hilton, and Devar Ardalan. Kitty Isley is the senior editor, Walter Watson the senior producer. The technical director is Abdullah Rufus. Audio engineers include Kurt Turner, Greg Gavin, Neil Ellis, Paxton Laird, Sherry Marshevsky, Daniel Shukin, and Radek Brablek. Our librarians include Key Molesky, Jill Schwartzman, Giselle Foss, and Sally Robertson. Newscast producer is Quinn O'Toole. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. The executive producer for Weekend News is Paul Brown, and I'm Lisa Simeone. Good evening from Weekend All Things Considered and NPR News.